State lawmakers will have to go back next session to fix a wording error in a law that could have triggered an end to some property tax breaks in DeKalb County. And as LEU reports, that means DeKalb County voters will not face a special purpose local option sales tax this November.
Because of that error, DeKalb County commissioners rejected putting a sales tax referendum on November's ballot for road repairs and other projects. Why? Well, it's complicated. A 2015 law designed to extend DeKalb County homestead exemptions, those are partial tax breaks for homeowners, had one wrong word in it. That one word would have ended those breaks if DeKalb County residents voted for that special sales tax. State Representative Scott Holcomb co-sponsored the legislation that ended up being a fly in the ointment.
It's certainly not optimal how this played out, but I think it's a lot better that it was learned now as opposed to November 9th, the day after the election. So all things being equal, this is something that can be fixed and it will just delay the implementation of any SPLOST measures.
Holcomb says he believes it'll get fixed next session, but that means DeKalb County will go at least another year without funding for a backlog of projects. LEU WABE News.